Yeah, Tom Garlop joins us on the line. Morning, Tom.
G'day, boys.
Now, you had a good win over the Brisbane Bullets last night.
Yeah, it was good. We I think we won 7 of the last 8 and managed to sort of keep it rolling last night against the Bullets, and one more left on Sunday against the Breakers.
What's been the change at the end of season?
Probably a little bit more on-court balance. We've had a little bit more even spread of minutes, and we bring an MVP back in Kevin Lish. Yeah. So probably a combination of the two.
In saying all that, it was just last year it was a great start to the season, then a bit of a fade out. Then you've had that, you know, through lack of injuries, it's been tough. You've got to build on this now throughout the off season and try and finish with a bang on Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the club's in a pretty good spot to do that. They've got 4 players re-signed for next year. Oh, potentially if they take up Jerome Randall's option, that that would rival anyone else's core in the competition. So I think building around that, they're in a really good spot to really carry that momentum through to next year.
Yeah, Jerome Randall, you mentioned him, 15 points, 7 assists. He's been, he's a star, isn't he?
Oh, he's unbelievable. In our league, he's phenomenal, and he's actually a really good bloke too. He's probably one of the best blokes I've played with as far as Yanks. And he isn't disappointed in any aspect. It's been really cool playing with him.
Absolutely. And look, we expect that option to be taken up quite clearly, Tom. I guess that's just a matter of Jerome.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would think that's a matter of almost days, you know. Like,
yeah.
I would think that's got to happen. And, you know, he's that sort of guy you don't want to let slip through your fingers. And everyone knows that, but I just think it's the process they're going through.
And that was quite amazing, you know, because you've had a fair, I guess, a season of woe in many ways, Tom. But, you know, over 9,000 people turning up for your last home game. It's got some legs this Sunday afternoon family-friendly time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I think even the Saturday night games, moving them to 5:30, and
yeah,
the time slots have been really good for our city. And I just, you know, I think it's been encouraging despite the wins and losses. The crowd has still been pretty good. So we're in a decent spot for next year.
Yeah, you certainly are. Now, Andrew Gaze, we always watch his antics on the sideline, and he's just blowing up a treat sometimes. How's he coping? I know you've had some wins at the end of the year, but certainly must be a real roller coaster ride for him.
Yeah, he's definitely sort of portrayed, you know, his emotion, he wears his heart on his sleeve like that. But, he's definitely in a better mindset with it too right now, as we all are. We've shown the signs of the sort of basketball we can play. It is it's pretty bittersweet at the moment because, you know, we're playing for nothing except for momentum. So, you know, everyone's in a better spot, and you know, as far as the roller coaster, we're in a good spot with that right now. So that's all we can really do. There's no other way to look at it other than keep building.
Yeah, and think, oh my God, we could have been playing finals basketball.
Yeah, I mean, if you just sort of see when we sub on 2 Olympians and then the other team subbing on, you know, sort of role-playing NBL players, and they look down the other end, and in comes Brad Newley, in comes Kevin Lish. It's pretty intimidating. I think we've kind of figured out how intimidating we can be as a club when we sort of get the rotations right like that and have everyone healthy. So, it's all a process, and we're really adjusting and getting better.
And, Tom, did you see Ben Simmons, another triple-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists again, and he can't make that All-Stars team?
Yeah, it's a bit of a bugger. I mean, I kind of sympathise with the other blokes that keep getting selected, and then, you know, they deserve it too. But, you know, as an Aussie, you just want the Aussies.
Yeah.
We want our first Aussie in the All-Star game, mate. That's what we want.
Yeah,
we certainly do. Tom, we appreciate your time this morning. Well done last night. Good luck on the weekend against New Zealand, and we'll be watching on for this game, and then obviously into next year. We're hoping for better things for the Sydney Kings.
Good on you, mate. Thanks.
There he is, Tom Garlop from the Sydney Kings. If you want to get out to the game, it's going to be massive, 4:30 p.m. Tickets at Ticketek, Qdos Bank Arena, Kings v Breakers. Be a huge game. They had 9,000 there over for the Bullets. They've won the last 5 of 7. So get out and support them in their last game. As I said, 4:30 p.m. And tickets at Ticketek or at the door. So go those Kings.